Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Gracias. Danke. Arigato. Thank you. Take care. Good night.
That was Be Kind Through It All from The Flame, featuring Robert Mitchell, Neil Charles, Mark Sanders, with their album Tour de Flame Volume 2. Now to SFU News, all based on X. On January 11th, Venture Labs promoted the National Mentorship Month as it introduced their mentors. On January 12th, Creative Writing hosted the Writer's Studio Blue Sky Chat. On January 13th, BD School congratulated the SFU BD team for earning third in academic ranking in the 2025 NBA Games as the team examined Digital Equity, Closing the Chasm. The Charles Chang Institute for Entrepreneurship opened applications for its ideas 2025. Gerontology introduced Aysan Mahmoudi, a postdoctoral fellow who joined the Gerontology Research Center, as she will be using her occupational therapy background to research assistive technologies. And Venture Labs promoted its members, Sky Acres, Timizix, as they were featured among 10 BC homegrown startups to watch in 2025, per Tech Vancouver. Also on January 13th, SFU Vancouver asked authors to apply to SFU Celebration of Authors, as those who authored or co-authored a publication are eligible, along with alumni, which promoted its student fundraisers, as they will be calling alumni for donations. School of Interactive Arts and Technology encouraged students. Faculty of Communications new certificate in sound, and Jillian Judson, an assistant professor in education, encouraged students to apply for educational leadership, imaginative K-12 leadership. Furthermore, on January 13th, Faculty of Arts and Social Science student Hang Trong successfully defended his PhD thesis as he researched macroeconomics, monetary policies, which economics congratulated on January 14th. When the Language and Development Lab posted its calendar for its drop-in programs in the Lower Mainland for discussions with caregivers on infant development, Faculty of Environment announced paleontologist Casey Kirkpatrick joining SFU Archaeology as an assistant professor. Community Engagement Research Initiative started its winter workshop series at 312 Main. Van City Office of Community Engagement posted its first Below the Radar episode for 2025, as the host Am Joho talked to Veronique Siufi, a doctoral candidate in geography, on top of being a researcher for racial and socioeconomic equity at Canadian Center for Policy Alternative BC office, discussed structural racism in BC. The city program had an info session on the City 100 series. On January 15th, SFU announced that NSERC, CRSNG, the Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council of Canada, awarded the school and its partners to establish the National Invention to Innovation Network, which will provide training to STEM and healthcare researchers to convert discoveries to real-world impacts. Alumni announced that 50 youths will be able to attend a free after-school program on enhancing reading motivation, literary engagement, and decreasing obstacles to higher education, with donations from TELUS and TELUS Friendly Future. English promoted the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences Mentorship Program. Health Sciences promoted Assistant Professor Dr. Nicole Catherine's research with her teams were randomized clinical trials examining the nurse-family partnerships in BC, provided benefits for young families. School of Interactive Arts and Technology promoted its research labs from its faculty members. The Vancouver Harbour Centre campus at 515 West Hastings held SFU Ready, an info session that provided resources, swags, games, and free snacks, as Lunch Poem also took place at Harbor Center. Also on January 15th, Venture Labs provided 5 tips for IPs, congratulated its alumni Aspects Biosystems, which raised $115 million U.S. for its biotech platform. Graduate studies encouraged students to apply for the Margaret Mather Fellowship, a part-time doctoral fellow from Global Affairs Canada. Melanie Medina, a Master of Public Health candidate, posted a YouTube video on why people should apply for SFU's public health program. Van City Office of Community Engagement recapped a seminar from last October, which a panel of 7 experts debated about podcasting as a new scholarly form. Furthermore, on January 15th, Cornelia Naylor highlighted an SFU archaeology study published last November by PhD student David Taran along with 5 others, titled "The Use of Dietary Isotopes as a Primary Step in the Death Investigation of Unidentified Human Skeletal Remains in British Columbia, Canada," which has greatly sped up the age identification process for the BC coroner, Yazidjian, who is responsible for 180 cases of unidentified remains between 1962 and 2024. By analyzing carbon and nitrogen isotopes in the bone collagen of unidentified remains, they can identify terrestrial proteins such as chicken, beef, and marine proteins such as sea lion, seal, salmon, as indigenous people relied on marine protein before Europeans arrived in the 1880s. On January 16th, Graduate Studies promoted the China Research Fellowship, a full-time postdoctoral fellow from Global Affairs Canada. Alumni promoted SFU Library having 1.5 million journals, which alumni can access. SFU provided a cold weather advisory for today up to 22nd. Continuing studies held the creative and professional writing open house. Today, SFU promoted the First People's Gathering House currently under construction in the Burnaby campus. The Vancouver campus promoted that the ping pong table is available at Harbor Center. Indigenous Studies held an info session on Zoom this afternoon. And the Celebration of Authors, which recognizes SFU authors, including alumni, closes today.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
To feature the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. The Independent Red Leafs finished their latest Alaska trip on January 11th as they took on the Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks at Carlson Center in Fairbanks, Alaska. The host opened the scoring 5-1 into the game as Luke Johnson scored on the visitor's backstop, Benoit Gratton, who yielded the second goal to Johnson 6:47 later. However, SFU Zach Maxwell cut the deficit to 1:59 later as he eluded the Alaska Anchorage starter Lassie Lahti at 13:47 as both teams ended period 1 with 10 shots on goal each. The Nanooks restored a 2-goal lead 4:22 into the second as Hayden Cruz beat the Red Leafs' Benoit Gratton, who surrendered the fourth Alaska Anchorage goal 58 seconds later, as Fyodor Nikolayenya scored at 5:20 for a 4-1 lead over SFU. The Nanooks changed their goalies at 9:31 of the second, as Lassi Lahti, who made 19 saves on 20 shots, gave way to Cole Plowman, while the Red Leafs stuck with Benoit Gratton. Alaska Anchorage went up 5-1 with 1:23 left in the middle frame, as Brendan Ross eluded SFU's Benoit Gratton, as the Nanooks ended period 2 up 5-1 on the Red Leafs, who actually outshot the hosts 10-7 in the middle frame. The visitors cut the lead to 3, 6:45 into the third, as Rocco Lacara beat Cole Plowman. SFU earned another power play opportunity with 4:47 left in regulation, as Alaska's Tyler Warham was called for a 2-minute tripping penalty, and the Red Leafs made it 5-3 44 seconds later, as Carl Young eluded Cole Plowman. However, Young's teammate Keanu Robinson was penalized for a 2-minute hooking penalty on top of a 10-minute game misconduct with 1:27 left in regulation, and University of Alaska Fairbanks salted the game away on the power play, as Bryson Monreen scored on SFU's Benoit Gratton with 55 seconds in regulation. The Nanooks doubled up the Red Leafs 6-3 as Gabe Gratton surrendered 6 goals on 35 shots for SFU, while University of Alaska Anchorage goaltending duo Lassi Lahti made 19 saves on 20 shots, followed by Cole Plowman, who yielded 2 goals on 9 shots, as the Nanooks narrowly outshot the Red Leafs 35-32. Kyle Young led SFU with 1 goal, 1 assist, while Alaska Anchorage had 5 players with 2 points each, led by Luke Johnson with 2 goals, followed by Bryce Monreen, Hayden Cruz with 1 goal, 1 assist each, and Dean Spark, Peyton Plutter with 2 assists each at Carlson Center in Fairbanks, Alaska. On January 11th, 2025, tonight sees the BCIHL Red Leafs hosting the UVic Vikes with the puck drop at Burnaby's Bill Copeland at 7 p.m.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Here are the current British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League standings. 2 points are awarded for a win, with 1 point for an OTL or shootout loss. Sorry, I'm just adjusting my mic here. Vancouver Island University are first at 10-1-1, 21 points. University of Victoria are second at 7-3-1, 15 points. Simon Fraser are third at 4-6, 8 points. The Okanagan Lakers are fourth at 3-7-2, 8 points, as they play 2 more games than the Red Leafs so far. And the Logan Lake Miners are last at 3-5-1, 7 points.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The fourth band is Paris Palomas Cacophony with Pleaser.
People, please.
you for listening to episode 3 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station, first time at Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, B44. It's the fifth group. Just a minute, please. I just need to find a very short song. I'd like to play a fifth group at today. Just a minute. Perhaps I won't be able to do it, because I'm trying to find a song that's well under 2 minutes at this time. I'm really sorry about this. I'm just trying to pick different places to play. Looks like I am... No, I'll just go for one more. Sorry about not being able to play the fifth song before the Voice of the North today due to lack of time.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.